Photos, Bulgaria, Australia, Slovenia prove border walls stop illegal immigration. By John Binder on January 17, 2019. Sovereign nations around the world have taken steps to end illegal mass immigration. Most notably the relatively small countries of Australia, Bulgaria, and Slovenia, all of which have enacted strict border controls. Bulgaria. With a population of just more than 7 million residents, Bulgaria shares a border with multiple countries, including Turkey. As Europe's migrant crisis continues, where nearly 13% of all German residents are now foreign-born, Bulgaria has chosen the path of sovereignty rather than open borders. Nearly 90% of Bulgarians say their culture is superior to foreign cultures. Bulgarian National Movement, VMRO. Populist leader Krasimir Karkachanov recently credited the construction of a border wall and fencing along the Bulgarian-Turkey border for the almost zero migrant pressure on the border and very few people in the country's migration centers. In 2016, Turkish President Erdogan threatened to release up to 3 million Middle Eastern and African migrants into Europe, prompting Bulgaria to take immediate action. The country built a wall at their border with Turkey, a barrier that features a tall chain link fence covered with razor wire, making it nearly impossible to cross. Bulgaria's border wall cut illegal immigration to the country by more than 90% between 2016 and 2018. Last year, only about 1,800 illegal aliens were caught at Bulgaria's borders. Compare that to the nearly 19,000 illegal aliens who tried entering the country just 2 years before. Since its full construction of a border wall, illegal immigration has dropped every year. Australia. Despite having a natural border barrier, the Indian Ocean, to protect against illegal mass immigration, Australia has made a conscious effort to create a border wall of patrolmen that effectively stops boats of illegal aliens. Since the creation of Australia's Operation Sovereign Borders, where border patrol forces guard the country's surrounding seas, about 3,300 so-called asylum seekers have been stopped and turned around. Since 2013, the Australian border forces have busted about 80 human smuggling operations. Additionally, Australia is currently the only country in the world that mandates the strict detention of illegal aliens who are caught after they evade border forces. Illegal aliens found in Australia without valid documentation are locked up on offshore detention facilities. In a recent address to the Australian people and future illegal aliens, Commander of Operation Sovereign Borders Major General Craig Farini warned that the country's strict immigration enforcement will continue. Australia's borders are monitored, patrolled, and protected every day of the year, and our border protection defenses are stronger than ever, Farini continued. Slovenia. The small nation of Slovenia is home to some of the most beautiful countrysides in the world and the native country of First Lady Melania Trump. When illegal aliens began breaking through Europe's borders, it was only a matter of time that Slovenia, with a population of less than 3 million, would take action to secure its sovereignty. In 2015, at the height of the continent's migrant crisis, Slovenia deployed army guards to the border as thousands entered the country in a matter of days. During the height of the migrant crisis, about 500,000 illegal aliens crossed through Slovenia in attempts to resettle in other European nations. In response, Slovenia built a fortified border fence, lined with barbed wire to stop the illegal immigration. Most recently, Slovenia approved more measures to further seal its borders, giving Border Patrol the ability to directly turn away asylum seekers arriving from Croatia should illegal immigration levels rise that threaten public order and internal security and arms agents. Last year, Slovenia's Interior Minister Vesna Gyurkšnidar announced that the walls and fences protecting the country's border would not be going anywhere. Gyurkšnidar said taking the border fence down would serve as a signal that the border is open, which is unacceptable, and would certainly cause massive pressures on our border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.